Hi, welcome to the Chaz Palminteri Podcast. I'd like to say if you're enjoying my podcast, please hit the subscribe button, hit the like button. I would appreciate that very much. Thank you. Also, I want to remind you that my one-man show is back. The one-man show, A Bronx Tale, the original show that I did 34 years ago for Robert De Niro that he saw and all the studio heads saw it. And you know the whole story. They offered me millions of dollars, and I said no because I wanted to be in it. And I'm going to be doing that original show that everybody saw that helped make me who I am. So come and see my show. Come and say hello. Tell me you enjoy my podcast. That would really be great. My next show is, when is that? Oh, okay. But if you go to chazparentelli.net, it'll tell you everything. But if this episode is on, it's at the Lavoie Theater in Manville, New Jersey. The Lavoie Theater in Manville, New Jersey, July 30th. I'll be there. I'm coming also to the Paramount. The Paramount in Huntington, Long Island. So many great places. So come and check it out. Come backstage, say hi. It'd be great to see you. So what are we going to talk about today? Today, we're going to talk about pain. I don't mean like pain. I mean emotional pain. There's this great book that I've got many years ago by Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels. It's called The Tools. And I'm going to talk about the first tool. I've been studying with Phil Stutz for about 30-something years. When I say studying, he's my shrink. And but they wrote this incredible book called The Tools, and I'm going to talk about the first tool. I like to put it in their words and some of my own words, but it's a great book. You should pick it up. So today we will speak about the first tool in the book, The Five Tools. And that is obviously pain. You know, so many people in life, they avoid pain. I mean, we spend our lives avoiding pain. Think about that. Everybody doesn't want to have pain, emotional pain, physical pain. Somebody breaks your heart. Somebody leaves you. You get fired from a job. You're frustrated because you're not getting ahead in this world. You're at a certain age and you're not where you thought you should be. And why is that? Sometimes you're afraid to face the pain. Everybody loves to be in the comfort zone. You just love it. I love being in the comfort zone. I think about, you know, what got me here. And I talk about the story, and I'm not going to tell the whole story, but I'm just going to talk about the pain that I went through trying to make it in this business. And it was emotional pain. And then sometimes I think I was getting out there and I think I was trying, but you know what? I wasn't trying hard enough. I didn't realize I wasn't trying hard enough until I got fired from my job, you know the story, by Swifty Lazar. And I went home and I had $200 in the bank and I was looking at my bank account. I didn't know if I should go back to New York. And the pain and the failure, the feeling of I was a failure was so bad. And then I saw that card that my father gave me, the saddest thing in life is wasted talent. And I said, no. Bring it on. Bring the pain on. I'm not gonna go down. And I went to Thrifty Drugstore and got five tabs of this, you know, yellow paper, and I started writing A Bronx Tale. And I was like fired up. You know, I was writing 8 hours a day. I would rehearse at my theater company. The only time I could rehearse was between 12 and 5 in the morning. So I would go there, they would give me the key, and I would rehearse there. And was it painful to get up, and was it painful to work like that? Yes, it was. But through pain comes learning. The only way you learn in this world, everybody who's listening out there, is through suffering. You have to suffer to learn. I don't care what anybody says, okay? If you're not suffering, if you're not afraid, you're not really learning. That means you're doing something that you did before. And it's okay. But you're not learning. I would guarantee you that if you go back to your old neighborhood right now or your place where you grew up, there are people that are your age now that you grew up with that are still there. They're still, you know, on the same corner or still working in the same store. And don't get me wrong, that's okay. For them, if they're happy, that's okay.
Well, it's like my mentor used to tell me, you can either be comfortable or you can be great.
Well, that's a great saying. That's Homeless Pimp there who just said, you know, you could be comfortable or you could be great. You know, what do you want to do? And some people, you know, Pimp, they'd rather be comfortable. And that's okay. They want to get married. They want to have a little store or have their job, raise kids. And that's okay. But as the old saying says, most people live their life of quiet desperation. If there's something you want to do, you have to have a little pain. You're going to have to. Many people stay with someone for a long time because they don't want the pain of breaking up. So they rather stay there, but then when they finally realize that it's too late and they can't change. So what would you rather have? A life of comfort? Or maybe succeed in your dreams, whatever they were? Because, you know, someone once told me that in life, self-confidence is so important. And I agree with that. But think about it. What builds self-confidence? Self-confidence, you build that by preparation, by doing, by working, by moving forward. So the first rule here is the reversal of desire. And what they mean by that, when I read that, is that you say, come on, pain, bring it on. Bring on the pain. I'm ready for it. It doesn't mean you're a masochist or anything. But I know, I use this tool. I hated to go to the doctor. Total hypochondriac I am. Totally. Every test was life or death. And it wasn't, of course. A simple blood test. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. You know, every test was like that. Until I started using this tool and I said, I got to go to Dr. Tuesday. Bring it on. I'm ready. Let's go. I visualize it as a cloud. You see the cloud coming towards you. Bring it on. Bring that cloud on. It's a tool. That's why they give you a tool. Then you're inside the cloud. It's not, come on. Not as bad. And then you leave and the cloud's behind you. Goodbye. It's a tool that you could use. It's not just like an attitude that you have to, oh, be positive and be this and be that. No, it's an actual tool, like a hammer or a saw. And that's what makes the first tool so good. I mean, I remember this, my dad was a bus driver. Obviously, you know that my father, Lorenzo, but he also trained fighters. I think I talked about this on another show, but I'm not sure, but I'll say it again because it's that important.
I've never heard of it, yeah.
You never heard of it, okay. There was a great fighter my father had. He was really a great fighter. But he didn't want to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do road work. He said he would do his road work at 7 at night when the sun went down. Now, the reason why you get up at 4 in the morning is you do it before the sun goes up. Because you don't want to, you know, run in the sun. It's too, you know, you want to get up there and get the air and everything. So he told my father, I like doing it at 7. The sun's down. Let me do it at 7. And my father dealt with it for a while because the guy was a great fighter. But my father said to me, he said, you know what, son? He doesn't like to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't want to feel the pain of getting up. And he said, the same guy that won't fight that pain of getting up at 4 in the morning is the same guy in the 13th round, if he gets knocked down, won't get up. And I never forgot that. And you know what? He went so far, this guy, this fighter. But when he started fighting the really great fighters, he lost. And just like my father said, he caved in the later rounds. So it's a discipline. It's a discipline that you have to have. You have to fight that pain, folks. Whatever it is, you don't want to get up in the morning to work out. Yeah, it's hard. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I want to sit there, hit that snooze button, and go right back to bed. But you know what? Like Pimp said, you want to be comfortable or you want to be great? What do you want to do? You have to look forward to that. You have to look forward to getting up. You have to fight through it. What are you doing when you fight through it? You're putting yourself in forward motion. Forward motion. I talk about the forces in the world all the time. There's the higher forces, the lower forces. Which one do you want to hitchhike on? It's up to you. Up to you, right?
Yeah.
You hitchhike on the higher forces. Sure, it's painful. Sure, it's hard to get up in the morning. Oh, my God. But you know what? When you finish that workout, yeah, it's a muscle, folks. It's the same thing as your body. You're building your mind. You can't let your mind tell you what to do. Your mind and you are two separate things. You have to tell your mind what we're going to do. Your mind will always tell you, let's sit down, let's do this. It's easy because the mind always wants what? Immediate gratification. The real key to life is delayed gratification. You want immediate gratification. I want to do something and I want to get paid right now. I want to have sex right now. I want to drink alcohol right now. I want to get high right now. Alcohol, sex, pornography, drugs, that's food. That's food for the lower mind, for the lower forces. Why is it food? Because it makes you say, I'm comfortable. But to admit that maybe if you have a drinking problem, a drug problem, a sex problem, you have to fight through that. Because if you don't, you will lose. Eventually, you will lose.
You could tell by talking to people that they've never experienced pain head on.
No.
You wear that. You wear it when you run from it.
Yes. Adversity brings strength. I'll say that again. Adversity brings strength. You want the pain. Give me the pain because I know I'm learning. It's turning the mind around. It's a reversal of desire. That's in the book of the tools, the first one. A reversal of desire. I'm going to have 5 episodes on this. This is the first. I think it's important. I think people should realize that it's okay to feel pain. And when we're young, especially when you're young, oh my God, nobody wants to feel pain. And when you're young, if you live the life of, a charm life. I mean, I grew up in a tough neighborhood, but I've had a charm life. My mom and dad didn't have money, but we thought everybody lived like that. We didn't have money, but it was okay. We had a lot of love in the house. And I think the love gave us self-confidence. And other people had a tough life. Abusive parents, a father was an alcoholic. They had a lot of pain in their life. So you know what happens when they get older? People who had a lot of pain in their life when they were young, they try to avoid it. So I've seen a lot of people, especially artists. I think more comedians. Comedians who have a lot of pain, and that's why they get on stage and are so funny. Not all of them.
I would say all of them.
Would you say
it's always them? Yeah, yeah.
Well, you work with a lot of comedians.
Yeah, they're broken people. That's why I love them.
That's why you love them. But there are some that are, I don't know, maybe I'm...
There's a few, choice few.
There's a choice few that are just, but, you know, Richard Pryor, Robin Williams.
But what would the world be without pain? I think it's the coolest force of nature.
It is, because without pain, there is no knowledge. Please understand that. And it's not being a masochist. It's the truth. How many times have you learned after somebody breaks your heart? Oh, you break their heart. You learn about people and about yourself. How many times when you get off, you finally get off drinking, you join AA and you realize who you are, or drugs, or porn, or anything like that. Hey, nobody's perfect. And I don't mean to sit here and be, you know, condescending to anyone who does this. I've done it, okay? But you stop and you go, all right, that's it. Can you fall backwards sometimes? Yeah. But if you only fall backwards for a day, it's not too bad. We're not a finished product here, folks. Nobody's coming off as holier than thou. You know, what did God say? Who without sin throw the first stone? We're all sinners. All I'm saying to you is if you backslide, get right back on the horse again. It could happen. We all could backslide. Absolutely. What do alcoholics say? I'm one drink away. Drug addicts say, you know, I think they say that. What's like, if I just get take one drug, boom, I'm right back again.
Well, the secret to pain is not how painful it is, but how you react to it.
Yes, exactly right. It's very good, Pimp. It's not how painful it is. Well, there's that great saying, you know, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. You know, how do you react to the pain? Because we're all going to have it. Oh, my God. I mean, if you're in your, you know, my daughter's 19 and she's like depressed sometimes. I go, why are you depressed? Oh, some silly thing about Instagram. I'm like, oh.
It's crazy. The Instagram's destroying these young women now. It's really crazy.
And then I realize, I try to explain to her that, honey, this is not a big deal. You know, it's not a big deal. But the problem with, and then she says, you're right, Dad. The problem with a lot of these kids today is everything is their life's an open book. Everything's on Instagram and, you know, Twitter and. And look, I'm on it, and I use it, and I use it for information and for people to know where my shows are going to be. And is it a good tool? It's a tool that if you use wisely, it's very good.
You have to know how to react to it.
But, yes, you have to know how to react to it when someone says something that's dumb about you. Think about that. If someone criticizes you or says something stupid about you on the internet, what does that mean? Really? In 50 years from now, who's going to give a shit? Who cares? Who cares? But you have to be strong in your mind and laugh about it. Those who laugh about that stuff, you cannot be touched. It's been 35 years, you know, and I've never read a review about anything that I've ever done. The last reviews I read was the first movie, the first big movie I made. That was Bronx Tale. And I shouldn't have read them because they were all great. But sometimes the great ones are worse because they build you up. And then only you remember the bad one. You can read 100 great ones, but if you read that one bad one, you'll remember that one. So what I do now is I don't read any of it. And that gives me strength. So my job is to write a script, to direct a movie or act in a movie, and then just do another one. And then just do another one. And then just do another one. Just be prolific and just keep doing it.
Yeah.
And at the end of your life, God willing, You've done 80 movies, whatever. 10 might be brilliant. 20 might be great. Another 20 will be, good movie. 10 will be bad. Maybe 10 really suck. But that's all that matters. It's you lived your life happy and you put out your work. I know it's easier said than done. But we care too much what other people think. We do. Everybody, I want respect. I want this. I want that. You know what? I understand people getting upset sometimes when somebody says something. It's a little hurtful. I'm not saying I'm immune to the hurt, but it's how I react to it that matters. I think about it. I go, I'm sorry that guy feels or that young woman feels this way about me, but I move on. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Stop the train running? I'm going to jump off the higher forces? No, I'm on the higher force. They're on the lower force. Gossip is a lower force. I will not ride that. I will not ride the gossip train. I will not do it.
Especially after talking to Amanda Kloots, it's hard to even take any of that serious. What am I doing?
That's right. Amanda Kloots, who was married to the great artist Nick Cordero, who passed away from COVID. 95 days, this woman went through the fire. I always say through pain. So what did she do? Did she fold up? Did she fold up and lay in the corner? No. She took it out there. She wrote a book. Her and her sister Anna wrote a book about their experience. What is writing a book? Forward motion, folks. Forward motion. She's on the show The Talk. Forward motion. She has a family she talks about. Forward motion. Advertising. Forward motion. She took the pain. You don't think that was painful? Watching her husband pass right in front of her? Yes. Another person would have just folded up.
Yeah, gone to drugs.
Gone to drugs, alcohol. She has an incredible fitness company. We did an interview with her. You could see it on another episode.
She's brilliant, but the pain could have stopped her.
The pain could have stopped her. Absolutely brilliant. But she didn't let it stop her. And people go, she has immense talent. Sure, she is talented. But there are other people that are talented. A lot of people are talented. It's the person that works the hardest gets there. There are many talented people, many geniuses maybe, that we never, ever find out about because they didn't have the drive. Michael Jordan always said, he didn't make his high school, he didn't make his college basketball team, I don't think. He didn't make the high school basketball team. And I think when he was a freshman, he was on the bench. And he says, I wasn't the most talented. I wasn't the tallest. I wasn't the fastest. I didn't jump the highest. But what he did have, he had the strongest will. And that's why Michael Jordan is probably one of the great, if not the greatest player that ever lived.
He embraced his pain of being less than.
He embraced his pain and said, bring it on. I remember he wasn't going to play because he had 102 fever. Had the flu. Went out, scored 48, 50 points. Because he said, bring it on. And that's the way you have to be. Okay? When you feel like there's something that's stopping you, you say, bring it on. I'm getting up in the morning and I'm going to work out. And it's that first 5 minutes that's the hardest. The real key is get the hell out of bed. Why is that the key? Because you started the forward motion. If you stay in bed, that's it. The forward motion cannot go on. You're in the comfort zone and you will not get out. Start that forward motion. Get up, groggy, put your sweats on. Get down there. Start to jog. Boom, boom, boom. All of a sudden, start to walk. Just go for a walk. Or study. Or do your writing. Or anything you want to do. Study for a test. but break through. Excuse me. Start that forward motion. When a horse, you see a horse, a racing horse, they got blinders on, okay? Why do they put blinders on a horse? They don't want them to see who's coming up on them. Or I don't want to see nothing. I'll only see somebody if they're ahead of me. I don't care if they're next to me or behind me. I'm going straight. And that's how you have to be, folks. Emotional pain. Bring it on. Reversal of desire. The first rule in the five tools. An incredible book. You got to pick it up. It changed my life. I've been studying these tools for 31 years.
Wow.
And I can honestly say that if it wasn't for them, these tools, I don't know where I'd be right now. I mean, when I first did it, when I first wrote A Bronx Tale, I didn't have the tools. I just did it because I had all this anger. I said, no, I'm not going down. And I started writing every day, 8 hours a day. And then when I went into therapy, my shrink said that what you did was you had the reversal of desire, naturally. He said you had the transference of this energy. And I took it from the lower world and put it into a higher world. And said, no, I'm not going down. No, I'm not. Denzel Washington, who's so brilliant, not only as an actor, but as a man, gives this great speech. And I don't remember who he's quoting. I can't remember. Was it Les Brown? I don't remember. I always like to give credit when credit's due. And he said that, think of your potential or the things you want to do as ghosts at the end of your life, ideas. And when you're old and at your deadbed, these ghosts are going to be around you. These ideas that you had. And they're going to say, hey, man, what'd you do? You messed up. Now we got to die with you, man. We gave it to you. We came to you. We said, come on, write this. Do this with your life. Take that test. Another one could be, you should have done this. I wanted you to do that. But now we go in the ground with you. Is that what you want? Do you want a life of regrets? Because it'll happen. You know why? Because we're all going to die. Time is going. Time it keeps moving on. You're not that special. I'm not that special. Life moves on. Be special to you. Make it happen. Change your life. Deal with the pain. Move forward. Please, move forward. Don't let those ghosts die with you. All right. God bless you all. I hope you enjoyed it. Feel inspired. Get out there. The tools. You just heard the first one. God bless you. Thank you.